After the capture of alleged Pennsylvania state trooper killer Eric Freen was captured, Northeast Pennsylvania could breathe a little easier. The community continues its transition into normalcy with the reopening of the Blooming Grove Station, which had been closed for 2 months after the ambush on state police troopers. During the 48-day Freen manhunt, Pennsylvania State Police Public Information Officer Trooper Tom Kelly was in the midst of possibly one of the largest, if not longest, manhunts in Pennsylvania history. Trooper Kelly had the chance to visit aspiring journalists to discuss the relationship between the media and a public information officer. Kelly describes why he took the time to talk to the students.
Basically, to allow me to interact with students who are endeavoring to become reporters, to give a firsthand, I guess, an address how, as a police officer, I interact with the media every day. Just to take it out of the textbook or the classroom and put a real-life emphasis on something that maybe they've studied or read about or seen it on TV, and to have an ability to actually speak to somebody who does it every day for a living, you get much more perspective than in the textbook.
Kelly explains his role as a public information officer.
Basically, I'm the point of contact for media. So if there's a major case in our area that we cover as a police agency, a shooting or a stabbing or something that's, you know, big, one contact point for all the media to contact. So that way, the same information is getting out there. It's not from four different sources. Nothing's getting mixed up or misrepresented. So that's the role of a police public information officer, is to get that one contact and to get working relationships with media in your area. So they know, you could give them off the record comments and trust them. You could steer them in the right direction. You could dispel rumors. So it's good to have that one point of contact. Then
Kelly talks about the quality of information that the police release during high-profile cases like the search for Freen.
You know, I joke and say that the media and the police, it's an evil necessity between the two, because everybody wants information. Everybody wants to hear what's happening. Sometimes that information's guarded and it has to go out in pieces, or could it jeopardize a case or an investigation. But the first thing people do if they see police lights or something on a street is turn on the news or read a newspaper the next day to see what happened. You have to get the information out there. So I always say that it's best to get it from an accurate source. And the police department investigating it should be that accurate source.
Kelly further explains the importance of the relationship between the media and police.
Police information, when they release the information, it's guarded because there's a good chance that your suspect is reading the news or listening to the news. So we don't want to give information that will help him, but we also have to give information that will be of aid to the public. So in the Freen case, hunting was canceled in certain areas. Well, that's huge to get the public out to say, hey, you can't hunt in this area. Some people were offended and mad by that, but it was done with their safety in mind. Other things of that nature, we have to let the public know what he's wearing and what weapons he may have. We caution them not to leave their house in certain areas because we believe he's hiding right out in their backyards. So that information has to get out there. So that's the need for that media-police relationship that I spoke of.
Kelly discusses how state police and the media could learn from covering this type of case for the future.
How to do it in the future, how to be sure staging areas are created for satellite trucks, how to designate one specific area for a press conference. So everybody's familiar with what area. So all those things we learn from these incidents. So each incident that we do or investigate, we grow as an agency as to how we could better do it the next time.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Christina Atienza.